inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's garlic harvesting time, and in this week's edition of Garden Talk, Master Gardener Ed Byarski has some tips and hints for the best way to harvest your garlic and what to do with it afterward. And he starts by answering a few questions from one novice garlic gardener, me. For example, in my particular little garden patch, I have some huge-looking garlic and some puny-looking garlic, but some of the huge ones, they're starting to turn yellow from the base on up. Does that mean they're almost ready to pick?
That's pretty much correct. We look at, there's several different things we look at. Looking at the base of the garlic, usually a normal garlic plant will have 7 to 8 leaves on it, which corresponds to cloves and bulb covers, skins that cover the bulb. Looking at from the bottom up, when we see half of those turning brown, yellow and brown, that's a pretty good indication that it should be ready to harvest. I do dig a few just to check on size and maturity also, and hopefully to see that we've still got good skins on them. With the dry weather we've had, that's a plus for them. If you left any of the scapes on top, then they started out curly, and now they are starting to straighten up. Once they turn straight up, better definitely harvest the garlic.
What about if you've already harvested the scapes?
I've learned that it's worth leaving just a few. I mean, I leave a few just partly because I want to see how tall they get. And this year, some of them are going to be 6 feet tall. So then you've lost that check on timing. So just harvest a couple. And again, looking at small ones versus large ones, I have a tendency to harvest if the small ones look the same as the big ones as far as yellow leaves, brown leaves, then I'll pull out some of those and I'll usually eat those first. If they're small at this time of the year, they are not likely to get that much larger. And the big ones, again, it's watching the weather, which I'm doing. It's supposed to rain, maybe, perhaps, someday. If we get a lot of rain, then that's going to be an indication. Get them out of the ground also.
Okay. Is there a point of no return? Is there a point that's too late to harvest?
Well, no, there isn't. I mean, out at the community garden last year during the harvest fair, which was the third weekend in August, there were still garlics out there standing in people's gardens. And it was actually announced people should get them out. Because, again, the rains at that time, the rains had started, and the moist soil stimulates fungus, which helps to break down the outer skins of the covering the cloves of each bulb. And as those skins go away, then long-term storage decreases to the point where sometimes if you wait too long and you dig your garlic up, you may see essentially naked cloves holding onto the base of that garlic. That means they're fine to eat, you know, you can clean them off and all, but they just won't store without having those protective skins on them that we try to cure, dry and cure for longer-term storage. And I actually have a few here left in my kitchen that are still firm from last year.
Okay, and what I was going to get to is, let's say those little puny little garlic plants that I have right now, they pretty much look like just immature green onions right now. They're so small.
Yes.
I can't leave them in over the winter.
Well, you can. And if you do, I mean, what will happen then? You could cut the tops off them and scratch in some fertilizer or throw some compost on the surface. And assuming that they survive, which they are likely to, what will happen next year then? You'll have, say if you had 4 to 6 tiny little cloves there for each bulb that you left behind, next year you're going to get this bigger cluster of, again, they're not going to get bigger individually. They're going to multiply right there in the clump, so you'll get essentially something like garlic-flavored chives or whatever that you can, you know, you could harvest those next spring once they're up, say, a foot tall, and you'd have green garlic to harvest. But they aren't, you know, without separating them and re-fertilizing, then you wouldn't get a bigger bulb from those small ones at this point. They're pretty much at their near maximum size right now.
Okay, so that's a dilemma, whether or not I should pull them out now and harvest them and then replant them separately or let them stay in.
Yes, you get to choose, and if you need to eat some garlic, those are the ones to eat right now.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add or throw in?
Well, we should talk about what do you do once you dig the garlic and get them out of the ground gently, gently. I mean, at this point, the ground is pretty firm. So use a digging fork to loosen the soil around them, get them out gently, brush soil off them. Don't bang them against each other. They bruise and they get damaged. And then we need to dry them to cure them. Warm and dry. It doesn't necessarily have to be dark. I do some of this in my greenhouse. So if it's getting up in the 70s and 80s, or if you've got a furnace room that's nice and warm and dry, leave the stems attached, leave the roots on, and get them in to dry out. And after 2 to 3 weeks, then they can be, you can clean the outer skins off, get the dirt off them if there's any left. You can cut the stems down to 2, 3 inches, 4 inches long, and keep them dry in a, and it, again, doesn't even have to be dark. It can be in the house and 50 degrees plus for long-term storage, and eat them as you need them.
Okay. Ed Bajerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Inch by inch.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can go online to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk and ask a question for Ed.